Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Wow, what a beautiful, beautiful version there of Ngingo Wako Jesu. The first time I heard it was when it was performed wonderfully or some wonderfully by Hlengiwe Mhlaba on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And it brought us to exactly 23 minutes to 8. I promised you Horte Bernale Mruti, and he's with us on the line. Mruti? Oh, what happened? I thought I cued him. It looks like I don't know. Let me do this again. So we're speaking to Mruti David Malatse, as always, more AM 657 kilohertz. Let's see. Is it not ringing? It doesn't look like it's ringing. It doesn't look like it's ringing there. Okay, I'll have to... I see where the problem could have been. I'm going to have to call him again. This time around, I believe it will work. I see where the problem lies. I see where it lies. So I'm going to call him. Jaka go solferitse gona mo AM 657 kilohertz ke re Mruti David Malatse. It is ringing now, so he'll be with us in a little while. Elementelos mabili le bongwe go le ba go ringa ya bongwe mo re re popet your daily company. Mruti, are you there? Mruti?
Kite meyo.
Ode Mruti.
Kite mre.
How are you, Mruti? We are fine, Mruduam. There is no problem this side of the world. Don't know about your side? Thank you very much, Murudi. Thank you very much. Yes, the return of the sifting. Did you greet our listeners this evening?
Yes, Mruti Mavi, greetings to your beloved listeners. Radio Pulpit, in times such as this.
But we need to recharge, eh?
Yes,
we need to go like on an arm leather nali these hybrid cars that use they use fuel and electricity. I think there's a lot that we can learn from them, because as you travel, as you drive them, they tend to lose electricity. But then again, you need to go back to the charging station to recharge.
Yeah, when we're facing material sonalium rotimobi, we can only strengthen ourselves in the Lord.
I agree with you, Muruti. Kuningi, there is a lot happening there, Muruti. If you focus on them, Muruti, you will be discouraged. Okay. You will see yourself collapsing. Because of the challenges after challenges. I don't want to really go deeper into the things that we are talking about, but most of us know, even now, the load shedding challenge, many other challenges. Hey, how's I go, Mudimu Muruti? It will be the end of you, I'm telling you.
You can say that again, Muruti.
The return of sifting. We are always looking forward to hearing from you, because you take our attention from these shenanigans that are surrounding our lives, so that we can focus on the one that is able to do exceedingly abundantly than what we can ever ask for, pray for, or think of. You know what I mean? Take us there, Muruti. Take us there.
When we read the Bible in the book of Luke, chapter number 22, and only two verses there, from 31 to 32, the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan asked to have you, that he
But I pray." Mruti, we are losing you. I don't know whether it's load shedding or what. But if you can maybe say that statement, when you say Satan wanted to sift you, if you can go back there, we lost you there.
Simon, behold, Satan asked to have you that he might sift you as wheat. But I prayed for you that your faith wouldn't fail. You, when once you have turned again, establish your brothers. Now I've titled this, Mruti, the return in the sifting, no, the return in the shaking. When we look into what transpired, then the Lord said, Simon, but he never called him by the name Eloring Olamofalona in Revelation, which is Peter. Peter meaning the rock.
Did this incident happen before the name or after the name?
It was after the name. Remember now, it was when Yeshua was just about to be crucified. But then Peter was given the foreknowledge of just what was about to happen. That the enemy was just about to shake them. You know, Ruti, back in the years, we used to have the Pufutele Loring Unosimiliswa Fest. I don't know whether you still remember, Ruti. Back in the years, then how Sefiwa, then there would be something in Sahanko Sefiwa, Eloring. It was not supposed to be part and parcel of what was just about to be cooked. Now we see the same strategy that the enemy was using. He's trying to reveal the older you hidden in the new you. I don't know where I'm making sense there. Remember when Peter was given this name, steadfastness, firmness, something that is solidity, which is the rock, was out of revelation after he revealed the originality Yahushua. But this time around, Hamo addressed about just what is about to befall them. He reminds him of the real him, which is Simon. I mean someone who cannot really be trusted, someone who's forever, neither here nor there. And when he called him by that name, even though all this while you were covered by the grace that is upon me, you survived most of the things because I was with you, and now my covering and my anointing managed to hide you all from all the storms of life and everything that the enemy wanted to expose you with. But now this time around, remember, Muruti and your beloved listeners, that one thing that the enemy masters most is for him to understand scriptures. There is a verse in the book of Matthew, I believe it's chapter 7, verse 7, where it says, how Cooper can feel. And this time around, he went and asked for them, the same thing that he did with Job. What the Christ did on their behalf, he prayed for them that they should not, they are saved, should not fail. But unfortunately, they wouldn't have survived the storms that they were supposed to go through. There was no way that they wouldn't go through what was planned for them. The enemy wanted to shake them. The enemy wanted to cover them with shame. The enemy wanted to render them useless. to the point where when they look back, that they wouldn't even bother to go back again. But this time around, he had to address Simon, because the entire ministry, Yauri established, the brethren, was rested upon him. Remember, he said to him, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build a church, my church, where the gates of hell shall never prevail. So it was the time now for Peter to be revealed when he come back, when he returned in the shaking or in the sifting, to come and establish his brethren. And this is one of the tests that most of the people experienced with time. Muruti, Satan, which is the enemy of the human seed, the accuser of the brethren, the wicked one and the tempter, desired, from time to time to expose that negative side of the children of God. And from time to time, because now we have this, peacock of pompousity attitude, where sometimes when we come together, as the children of God, we have this thing, who's holier than thou, who knows best, who's the best, eloquent one, who can summarize or unpack the scriptures and mesmerize people with revelation. So we have this thing of forgetting one thing and one thing only, that we are but one body. And now by so doing, now we start pushing and cutting and chopping one another, especially when people are going through the most, not realizing that these people, they might be going through what happened to the apostles, nor disciples, where devil went and asked, from the Lord, just to come and shake them. Now, when most of the people are going through the shaking, it happens to the same people who are supposed to stand in the gap for them. The same people who are supposed to be joining the intercession that the Lord already made on their behalf. Because what sustained the apostles, Muruti, during that time where they backslided, when Peter had to deny the Lord, when Peter had even to go back, to his original, job that he used to do, as a fisherman. But the Lord had to go and establish him in order for him to come and reestablish his brethren. But in this case, we find most people, when they go through the hardships and go through the most, uthola bone bana ba modimo ba gossipa ka bona.
Uthola people who
you're supposed to rely on them.
Aside,
there are a lot of people who are going through the most, and those people, they carry so much anointing, turn the whole world around, but they are not given a chance to be here because everybody knows about their flaws.
The next thing you'll be trending on social media for all the wrong reasons. Lina Laholzamiso, the people who are supposed to be praying for you, who are claiming to be your brothers and sisters. And these things have been going on, Muruti, for a very long time, unchallenged. I think it's about time that people need to be called to order, more especially when they try to expose their fellow believers, if they are believers too, on platforms like social media. These things should not be entertained anymore, I believe.
The fact of the matter, Muruti Kiore, I only advocate and believe, someone who has been tested, that he qualifies, really, to help others. You see, the biggest challenge is that We have become, you know, people who are clouded by what they call sentimental faith. You know, something is onegakiona. I mean, ka language ya kabo ba ke bika pana kalo. You know, it's something that is there. It's something. It is. Most people, they don't have necessary experience to deal with people who are broken, people who are injured, people by whom they need to hear the voice of someone yet and the pain that they are going through. We have a lot of clowns who claim to know. And because of that, we fail to understand that the man who has been through the experience himself is the one who can help others. Now you find people learning. Sometimes they don't even know the kind of sickness that you are having, the kind of challenges that you are going through. You know, the severity of the divorce that you might be going through at that point in time. Now, the challenges that you are having in your marital affairs. And now they want to come and counsel you. You know, exactly like the friends that Munola Anabitwa do, who were insisting that he was a sinner. Meanwhile, they did not know that his matter was discussed in his absence, where the devil had to accompany the sons of God and went ahead in the Holy of Holies to ask for Job. And I plead tonight to each and every child of God under the sound of my voice, or maybe this time around where the Lord is busy preparing for the comeback, yet a greater, you know, revival that we never experienced before, where the first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first. The Lord is supposed to turn things around. I mean, to expose things that we never thought that they were really there. And many people whom people ran and sought after as the best speakers, they're just about to be exposed, because the real speakers, they are out there. I mean, I feel in my spirit, Muruti, that one of these days, a car guard will raise the dead. Someone whom that people never thought that, I mean, they can perform any of the miracles that was written in the Bible. They will see them happening. Why? Because he's just about to use everything that was neglected, everything that was rejected for his own glory. And many people will be covered with shame. I mean, remember what happened to Simon. He was this man who had, you know, challenges. I mean, American language, he was making the church around. But the retorted Peter, you know, denying the Lord and then running, you know. I mean, they said after three times, I mean, he even uttered words that we cannot really know what he said there, but he was sharing. But after he came, Rudy, in the book of Acts, we see the same Peter who was timid, the same Peter who was afraid, the same Peter who was covered with shame, standing and advocating the gospel of the Lord.
So basically, and the devil wanted him to lose his faith, to denounce his faith. And in our times, in our time now, if it was me and you, we could have excommunicated him.
No. Look, what I'm trying to say, Igor, the same people ba loremba ba khautsi ko dikerekeng, but ba between ko dikerekeng, these people whom are rejected, but bana ba loremba, they are considered as the sinners. They are actually going through the things where the Lord is just taking them through the process in order for them to come and reestablish the same people who are in that situation. Because Muruti, many people, they are challenged. I mean, through the storms of life that toss them to and fro. But only people whom they were once worse drunkards, they qualify to restore another drunkard. Many people who went through the most, you know, Harari included, I mean, that we can't even mention here on air, they qualified to go and minister to those people. People who were being arrested, I mean, I just saw now what the Lord is doing, with people whom were killed, a lot of people, you know, they went to jail, some were sentenced for life, and Grace managed to locate them in prison. Today, those people are dynamic preachers. God is using them mightily to restore, you know, the gangsters and people whom, you know, they used to do all these evil things with them, with the power of God. But when you look at them, you see tattoos, you see a lot of things. Some, they have all these looks. You can even not believe that the Spirit of God can use such a person. But that is the same people that God is using them. Because there is this possibility that they return in the shaking. So whatever situation that you might be going through now, I want you to look deeper into it. Don't lose your faith in it. You might be going through the faith. You might be going through the process. Once you gain experience in that situation, you must come back and restore others.
I agree. Luana Muruti, 100% there. Ki re Muruti Malatse. Sometimes we judge people. Kalo zera side eating. So let's not be judges. Skara judge about. Maybe let's skara na judge rach. Let's just pray for people. Let's walk in love. And let's the word says, love covers the multitude of sins. Because sometimes we would be judging people, but the Holy Spirit is busy with them. And the other thing that I said to Muruti is to be very careful. We shouldn't rush to spread rumors more the social media. Whenever we hear certain things about people, we put our more feeling that anointing. Which scripture are we using to do that? Muruti so-and-so did that, so-and-so did that. We go and question their belief credential on social media. But look at what they are doing.
That thing injured the church, Muruti. Yeah. That thing destroyed the church, I'm telling you.
Muruti,
social media is too much havoc.
Yeah. And when you look at all the people that are doing that, it's hardly people who are long, they are not born again. It's only the born again that are actually busy dragging each other on the mat. Muruti, thank you very much. Give us your contact details again.
072.
Yes.
316.
Mm-hmm.
0723163117.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.